Warner, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Hey man, this is an aftercast. It's after acid aftercast. Aspirations and admirations. Man, y'all be safe out there. This crisis, pandemic, got motherfuckers tripping. But, I'm here for you. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can find me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or ManiacalMenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Another edition. Tell me a joke. Guideline to chasing your dream. I'm your host, Maniacal Menace, a.k.a. Cosmin, however you want to look at it. Man, we back again. Just me, on my lonesome, doing what I do on my dolo, as usual. Really, I guess, as an artist, we all have the feeling of, like, what it's going to be when you finally finish a project or finally come to the conclusion of something to where you really just want to show it off and hope that people enjoy and hope that people like it and see your vision and where you're coming from. But you never know how that's gonna go, and so it's always nerve-wracking. But you know, you put your all into it, you know? So it's like, how do you know when it's finished? I guess you never know until you just like, fuck it, this is it. I don't think anything is ever just finished. I think there's always room to improve. There's always something that could have been done better. I mean, but, you know, usually when you give out a final product, that's the final product. But if people want to see more of that, they can definitely come and check you out in person. And it can definitely expand from there. So don't ever just feel like you shouldn't be able to put out something because this is going to be its final product or this is just a finalization. This is just basically me just putting a stamp on my legacy of what I could do, like where this brain takes me. It's fucking wild, you know? Like, I made it out here. It's still the struggles, you know? No clue what the fuck it's supposed to do. Yesterday was a pretty good day. I got to present my art in front of kids. Well, I've done it in front of kids before, but you know, this is like a church function, and people were, you know, they don't know me, they don't know what I can do, they don't know my capabilities, they just understand that, oh, what are you here for? And it's open mic. I'm here to, you know, I do comedy and I'm a poet, and I got away with these words. And it's like, oh, can you keep it clean? I was like, you know, I can make sure I don't say any bad words. I understand. I know how to deal with young adolescents and young adults and kids. I know how to do that. And I went up there and I gave a hell of a goddamn performance. And it felt good. It felt really good to go ahead and present that to people. So, like, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm not going to... Fuck it, you know, this is my podcast. I get to do what I want with it. This is the aftercast. This is the aftercast or some shit like that. I don't know. I had an idea of it, cause I went deep today. I did. I went, I didn't go too, well, I can't say I went deep. It didn't, I mean, shit, I do a lot of acid, so. But this made this all, this project that I did, Anomaly, made it all come together, kind of, sort of. Like, I went on a walk to go get some gauze, because that's what I do. And then I needed to go smoke. And I was like, well, I got to save money, because I don't want to drive down to the corner store and waste my gas, because I ain't got none. And I only got, like, fucking $20 in my account right now anyway. And that's till not this Tuesday coming up, but the next Tuesday after that. So, you know, nigga, I got to figure out how the fuck a nigga gonna survive and shit. But, you know, fuck it. This is how niggas living. This is the journey of the struggle. And, you know, I don't mind it. I'm still able to eat. I'm still able to survive and live. I got a roof over my head. My rent and shit is paid for. Don't worry about that. Just, you know that I'm out here being an artist. I don't know where it's supposed to go from here, or what I want it to go from here. Well, I understand where it's supposed to go. Like, I want to be an entertainer, and I'm going to continue doing this, and I want to present to people that having an expansive mind can really take you places. Like, everybody sees it. It's just so weird I'm a big universe guy now. I mean, I probably should read up about it more. But, you know, I'm just listening to what other people are saying, really, anyway. That's how I get most of my information. Which is wild, because I don't read. So it's crazy how most of this shit that I do, it just comes to me, really. I'm intellectual. I'm not a fucking retard or anything like that. But I'm just saying, you know, this is it's fun to do and to go ahead and present to people. And I want to show, like, everybody your capabilities. Just, you know, it doesn't matter what the struggles that you're going through, you can always persevere. You can always overcome. These are just little obstacles that I'm overcoming. I guess things are kind of hazy on what I really would like to accomplish with what I'm putting together. I would like to go on the road, I guess, and be successful there, and just having a following, though, a fan base, a large fan base, to where I can go places and present this, because it's very difficult to just pop up in a scene and just blow up in that scene when you don't really have a fan base. But you can see that other people have fan bases, but they don't know what to do. Like, you got your YouTubers. You got those motherfuckers that are just going around. I got asked just yesterday, do I know such and such that's from Louisiana? And I was like, are they, where at from in Louisiana? And such and such is a YouTuber. And I'm like, are they out on the stage? Like, that's what I do. This is, you see me, like, physically, I get to see you. Yeah, that's me. That's how I operate. That's what I do. I want to physically be able to see that I've molded someone. I've changed someone's perspective on how they see the world. I want to bring that to people. And I'm like, no, I don't. You know, I don't want this to be a persona. This is me. Not just who you see on YouTube or TV. No, come see me in person. Like, this is what I attempt to accomplish. Like, just come see who I am. This is what makes us artists. This is what makes us strive. This is the Basquiats. This is the Michelangelos, the Beethovens. you appreciate that, right? That's something that you take quality in. Like, you listen to that over and over. Those are things that are staples in your, just things that you see, stuff that's automatically going to pop out. Like, that's what I want to be. I want to be that. I want to be an icon. I want to be iconic. That's what it is. Let's be iconic. That's what I want to be. I want to be that person. I want to be that person, the maniacal menace. I am that guy. I am the one that when you see, oh, this person's very eclectic. He does so much, and I want to teach. I just want to, I don't know, show that with hard work and dedication that you can actually make something of yourself. Yourself, though. Something that you do. Something that is unique between just you. And show the world. And be profitable from that. That's what I want to show people that, or, I mean, you see it, it's happening, it happens, but this is my life, this is how I'm narrating it, and this is what I'm doing to get to where I want to go, because everything is saturated with a whole bunch of bullshit, and you see it out there, it's just, I'm an observist, I observe a lot. I sit back. I don't say much. Being small, you learn to just shut the fuck up sometimes, and just sit in the corner and just take things in, because you know that if a stupid situation starts to happen, you got to get out of that, because you little nigga, you don't want to be caught and fucking elbows is flying and shit, nigga. You get stomped out real quick. So you got to understand when to stay. And when to fucking dip out. And but I observe a lot, and I understand, like, whatever you see on TV and all this shit, I don't even watch TV no more. Like, I got the UFC on right now, but you know, fuck it, I'm talking to y'all. It doesn't even matter. Like, the realness. I want people to understand that there's realness out there instead of all this scary shit that you're seeing, because everything has been opened up now. Like, the Pandora box is open. Like, nigga, we see everything. It's scary out there. It is. But you don't have to let that always rule you. You don't have to let that be your benchmarker to make you feel that you can't try to succeed at being creative. This is just like an MMA fighter, you know, putting combinations together. All those years of different martial arts, putting it all together to come into one to perform and show you who's the best. I guess I'm not trying to perform or show anybody who's, you know, who's better than what, but I just want to be recognized for, you know, being able to entertain in my talents. I'm always being an entertainer. I see that now. I was born and raised to do this. I had no idea, like, but this is what my life has been molded into, this, and I can't stop. There's no way that I'll be able to stop this. Like, and this is where these words come from. This is all these, everything. I'm always just going to continue to be this person and continue to excel in what I'm doing. And people get, they look at me and they're like, you have all this memorized. Yeah, I mean, compared to, like, you know, fucking actors and shit like that. Yeah, but this is, I don't know, this is something that comes from me. This is, I wrote this. This is genuine. This is from my loins. This is how my mind thinks, basically. Since it's not saturated with all the bullshit that everybody else is taking in, this is how I perceive the world, and this is how I want, or how I would like for people to, you know, enjoy their life. Man, there's so much to see out here. It's just in the world, period. There's so many places to go. You can't be just locked down by that 9 to 5. And I don't want to be locked down by that 9 to 5. I'm tired of it. Even though they're, you know, they're fucking paying the bills and they're making me to succeed, but to what cost? I got something today that I'm like, dude, this shit here is nice. Like, it's an anomaly. Like, look it up. Anomaly. And again, I'm really proud of this. And I don't know. Who cares how people take it? Who cares how people see it? I know what I'm doing and what I want and how I want people to perceive it. So this is why I do it. To amaze, to awe. To understand that this mind that we have is powerful. We can do so much. Especially if you just let us be creative. Oh, man. Just let me sit down and think about some shit. Give me the chance. Oh, man. It makes it exciting. Like, if I could just create and, you know, be supplied to, I guess this will be everybody's life. I mean, that's what makes it so difficult to be wanting to be an artist, because everybody wants to do it, but not everybody has the means to do it, and not everybody wants to give you the means to do it. It's like, nah, fuck that, nigga. You suffer for wanting to be good and cool and shit. Nah, that's how you gonna live life. Us, we gotta take care of things. We got children and responsibilities, and you just out there living your life thinking that you could just do whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is what I chose. This is how I chose to live. This is, you know, I go through my heartaches. I go through my hardships. It's not easy. This shit ain't fun. I mean, it is fun. And I wouldn't continue to do it if it wasn't fun. But, you know, at some point, it needs to go from fun to being like your business. And that's what I'm doing. I'm building this. I'm building this as my business, to my art. I want people to see, I want it to be displayed like it is. As you see graffiti on train tracks, trains, walls. You see the murals out here. I won't be that mural. That three-dimensional mural that you see. That lifelike mural that comes to you and brings lifelike to your city. You know, shit like that, man. All ranges, it doesn't matter. I just wanna entertain. I wanna be that Jeff Dunham in Puppets. I wanna be that guy. I don't know. But y'all know it's not easy. It's gotta come from somewhere. And I guess this is like documentations of I've always been that guy. You can't just be, it's always weird to just be recording now, because, you know, you can't be that creepo. So you kinda gotta monetize it. And, you know, I see society. I have a way with words. I can go ahead and definitely point it out. I don't know. But I know, just keep going. Don't stop. Even though, you know, you get haters, who cares? Fuck them. If you've feel as if you have something to present, have something to show, don't be afraid. Let people see it. Let people see your inner talents, man. Motherfuckers are talented out there. So many talents. It just doesn't have to. It doesn't have to stay to, you know. I don't know. Express yourself. Get out there more. This is why I do this. To go ahead and let people know that it doesn't come from nowhere. Like, it's this, like, yeah, I put work into this. Like, this is something that I guess been molding for years now. I never knew what it was going to be until now, I guess. I'm understanding more and more of what I'm supposed to accomplish as an artist. And I've been lucky, I guess, so far, to be able to get here. I've wanted kids. I did. You know, I tried for the longest, but I guess my first relationship where I was actually going to be married, I had a fiance and everything. That relationship, I really tried to have kids. Before this life of a comedian, there was no whole other life of, you know, I have to live the American dream. Fucking 9 to 5, picket fences, fucking wife, kids, and all that. A dog, you know. My own land, property, shit like that. You know, hard man's living. I didn't expect this at all. This is totally different. This is kind of where my life has directed me to. This is the path that I am taking. And it's just like a fight. I can't give up now. Like, I didn't start swinging. And fuck that. Nigga, I ain't letting a nigga knock me out. Bitch. So, till I'm dead, nigga, this shit gonna keep going. And it's just gonna keep improving. I got so much more. Just after this, one moment. I need to probably start getting these together and putting these out. As you realize now, as you listen to these, yeah, I have not been on my duties. But I mean, fuck, I'm trying to do this on my own, and it's difficult. It's difficult trying to figure all this shit out by yourself. I could ask for help, but everybody's busy too. You're not the only person trying to be amazing in this world. You know, but they do have people that just want to help. They do have people that just like, well, fuck it, I can't be amazing anymore. Look, let me go ahead and let me dish what I have, the last of my amazingness to you, to help you be. I don't know. There's people out there like that. Yeah, and I thank those people, but you know. We all out here trying to eat. I want to be able to do it these niggas is going at it. God damn, there's been some good fights. I've been watching the Adesanya and versus Whitaker fights, and man, nigga, these heavyweights and motherfuckers is going at it. All right, if you're gonna be a big boy and you out here fighting, nigga, bitch, you better have your hands about you, cause oh my god. These niggas is throwing, and they are going at it. That's a lot of flesh. It's a lot of flesh just moving. See, that's why I'm aware of situations, because fuck that. You see these big-ass niggas, if you ever witness these big-ass niggas in these rings, okay, understand that. I am 5'3". I am a lot smaller than any 6-foot fucking 6'2". Motherfucker out here, 230 niggas is being born big, okay? I understand they need to get the fuck out of these situations, and oof, these motherfuckers out here swinging and throwing blows, and oh my god, No, I can't get connected. I'd die. I'd die if I got hit by a big ass nigga like that. Are you serious? No, I could talk the talk. And I got my hands and shit about me. But no, nigga, I like CTE is a thing. You know, I like to keep my brains and my wits with me. I don't have to read. I don't read as much, and I don't like to have to read. I prefer motherfuckers to read to me. But still, my nigga, these motherfuckers are huge. Okay, so understand that. Don't get it twisted. Know when to give up. But nigga, I'm personifying me being great. I'm gonna keep swinging. Fuck all these. Fuck a big nigga. This is David. I am David, and this world is Goliath. And me and my stone will take it down. Taketh down. Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm honing my skills, my niggas. I'm trying to be really good at what I'm doing. And like this whole time of being off of not doing comedy, then coming back and doing comedy again. It's not like I'm not doing comedy. I'm always being silly and funny. I'm always going to be myself, but I'm going to have it to where I'm this guy all times. At all times, to be able to present to people, and it's just like, boom, an entertainer. But I guess you can't really, that's when you go insane, I'm assuming. In life, you would definitely go insane that way, if people would always want you to be that just all on point entertainer. Nigga, you can't. Well, you understand. Nigga, life. Let me go through life, but still, you know, understand my accomplishments. Witness what I accomplished and understand that L. Nigga, you're being great. This is. Yeah. I don't know. I do want kids. I did, but now it just seems like I have a different purpose. Now they gonna come. They eventually gonna come, but I'm not gonna be that guy that's just gonna be like, give this person my baby. No. No, I gotta be careful out here. I gotta be careful. LA is something else. LA is the land of mixed babies. Motherfuckers is so free out here. It's like Jesus. I gotta get to the outskirts, man. The outskirts is where it's at. That's where the love comes from, because that's the communities right there. Like, I was in Oxnard. Oxnard? Nigga, Oxnard. Fucking Oxnard. It sounds weird. Nigga, it's Anderson .Paak. I think it comes from there. His last album was called Oxnard. Nigga, this motherfucker is like, I told somebody, it's like Crenshaw. But it's Oxnard. Fucking like Inglewood, but fucking Oxnard. Yeah, nigga, I don't know. I'm not from here, so understand that. Nigga, I'm just living. This is me observing. And it's nice. It's quiet. It's motherfucking quiet. Man, when you leave downtown LA area, when you leave this motherfucking area, you understand how subtle it is. Like, everybody here is like, oh, I gotta go. I got so much to do. There's only so much time during the day, motherfucker. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Niggas out here really got, like, 4 jobs. It's like, nigga, calm down. It's like, you just trying to keep up with this fast-paced society out here. This is not how to live, man. You go to them outskirts, they're like, oh no, we don't like going to downtown. It's been like a year since I've been downtown. I was like, nigga, that's 45 minutes away. Are you serious? Yes, nigga, it's a different realm. You go through a time warp when you come down here. You age quick. This is like the hyperbolic chamber for real. Like, I've, time trap. If you see that, there's a movie. Netflix, Time Trap. Check that motherfucker out. Fuck your head up. It's a good ass. It's pretty good that goddamn movie. And oh my god, like that's what this. It personifies this LA scene well, because you come out here and it's a time trap. But you go outside and people are like, oh my god, that is amazing. What have you been doing? It's like, yeah, well, there's it's so hectic in there. I just got to keep up, you know, keep pace with everything that's going out there. But you come out to the outside, everybody's like, man, you slow down. Just give us what you got. It's like, oh, shit. All right. Motherfuckers are listening. Niggas listen on the outsides. On the insides, motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Nigga, you inside that bubble. Nigga, everybody trying to make a fucking hustle. Nigga, it's wild out here, son. It is the Wild West. That's why there's so many mixed babies. Niggas don't give a fuck, nigga. They just around fucking. It's like, all right, thanks for giving me some pussy. On to the next one. I gotta go. I can't stick around. I don't know who I done bust in. It's weird. So fucking weird out here. Southern hospitality is not a thing. These niggas don't give no fucks about Southern hospitality. They're like, nigga, I gotta go. Nigga. I gotta find out where this bag coming from. Nigga, I need to figure out how I'm gonna make rent for next week. He is fucking this dude up. All right. Lord have mercy. Spivak. Bam, bam. Somebody stop this. He is done. Nigga, there's no way. Yeah, you gotta. You. These outskirts is yeah, it's over, ref. You can stop the fight. The outskirts, man. That's where it's at. Inside, everybody's fucking, no, 4 or 5 jobs, man. That's not how to live. This is not how to live. You won't be out. Ooh, he out. Ooh, nigga, these are some fights, nigga. Oh, I'm sorry. I was so loud. Nigga, these is some fights. They fighting tonight. Yes, indeed. Man, after Acid Cast, man, y'all enjoy this. But man, son, it's wild out here. Nigga, yeah, you come out here, you gonna live this life. You better be prepared for it. Nigga, if you can't make the money, nigga, you'll be fucking homeless like these homeless niggas that are out here. And that's why there's so much homeless, because nigga, once you hit rock bottom, it's very hard to get out from rock bottom. Nigga, rock bottom is rock bottom out here. Nigga, it's the bottom of the bottom. It's terrible. It's terrible. And that's not, no, that's, no, I don't want to be there at all. Nigga, there's so many opportunities out here for motherfuckers to be very successful at the littlest things. The littlest things. The littlest. It doesn't take much. That's why I fuck that. I'm going to be great at everything that I know how to do. Everything. Like electrician, boom, I got you. Nigga, I got my own shit. What's good? Nigga, get this lighting together. Let's get this fucking camera equipment rolling. Nigga, I got my own gimbal. Nigga, I got my own stabilizer. Bitch, let's get it. Nigga, trying to create. Trying to be amazing in this world. It's very hard to be in a relationship when you're two creators, it'd be very difficult at that growth process in the time when you're trying to become somebody. It's very difficult to have a relationship, like, because they're not gonna understand what you're doing, or you know, depending on who's doing what. If y'all are both creators, it's gonna be very difficult because, you know, if y'all aren't equal, one success is the other's fucking worry, and it's just gonna be vice versa. It's always gonna be back and forth, and it's just it's something detrimental to somebody trying to be creative. I guess it will fuck with your mind a lot, like. I know it was probably going to be a bad thing trying to come out here having a relationship, especially being a long-distance relationship. I was going to try to do that, but, you know, apparently, you know, the person I was with, she's like, no, that's no. You're going to be that guy. You got to go. You know, this can't continue then. If you're going to, basically, it's a selfish thing that I'm doing. It feels, when you look at it in the full perspective of it, it feels very selfish, and I understand that. As an artist, this is what we do. It's a lot of narcissism. It's a lot of us finding ourselves, and then presenting ourselves to the masses, to everyone. So to be in a relationship while we're all finding ourselves to present ourselves to other motherfuckers that aren't ourselves, very difficult. In being in love with that person that you're with, that you also going through these emotions with the world, and it's yeah, it's very difficult because you're not established, you're not anybody, you're just trying to figure out who's gonna follow you and for what reason, for what purpose are you doing this for. This is always the thing to think about. Like, is this gonna teach anybody? Is anybody gonna gain anything from this? Will this help somebody from killing themselves? You know, it's just like, what is the purpose of your creations? Like, what do you want in life? I guess I just want people to see that they can succeed by just doing the work, fucking being aware, being a good person. I guess I don't know. I was listening to a lot of Pete Holmes on Honeydew with Ryan Sickler, and man, that fucking podcast, dude, it gets you fucking thin. I fucking love it. And I want to, if I could reach out to him, that would be cool. But, you know, this is just the beginning. You know, I'm a baby at this. Not a baby in the sense of like this is my new birth, basically. Like, this is me coming to the world again. Like, I got fucking 34 more years of a whole strong ass life, nigga. I came in this bitch like a grown adult now. This is all it is. I feel amazing. So, you know, I just gotta keep up what I'm doing. Keep my mind strong. I gotta get you rest. Definitely get you rest. But also meditate, man. Meditate, pray. Just know that, you know, what you're doing, it's eventually gonna pay off. Everything takes time. And this is me just cultivating what makes me, what makes me want to be a better person. I don't know. I'm out here just fucking talking to thin air right now. I'm talking to a microphone that's attached to my computer. No one else is around me. It's just me. And it's like, what the, like, how are you supposed to feel? Like, you know, what are you, there's got to be a reason that this is happening. There's got to be a reason for you to be here, to be doing this, to be wanting to be this person. I mean, it's scary. Because I'm basically out here by myself. It's just me. You know? Trying to be one voice. But be one voice that speaks to many. Toby Ngwigwe. That motherfucker's one voice that speaks to many. Like, you could play him in churches, you could play him everywhere. He doesn't curse or anything like that. It's wild. It doesn't matter if he's got a curse. Just listen to what he's saying. Crits, no, lyrics. Just listen. Listen to what you can accomplish. What you can become. as a black man, it's crazy that we've gotten this far. Nigga, slavery? Bitch, my ancestors went through slavery, bitch. Niggas was chained up against their will, son. Couldn't do shit to express themselves. Are you serious? This is wild. Nigga, I bought a vehicle, drove all the way across the country just to go ahead and share some dope ass words with motherfuckers that love it. That's fucking wild. That's what I do it for, though. Just something to be remembered. You only got one life, and I'm gonna leave a legacy, and my family's there to live my legacy as well. The Smith family is always gonna be there, nigga. I'm a Smith. Nigga, understand, nigga. We are something else, and this will be understood. That if this is the last time you hear this from me, it won't be. I'm gonna be around for a very long time. I'm here, I have a purpose, and I'm going to serve my purpose. But, you know, I just hope that people can listen. Open your fucking ears, man. I'm pretty sure that more motherfuckers like us, free thinkers, nigga, we could end world hunger. Fucking bring peace and justice to all. Like, it's very difficult for motherfuckers to live in a society where everything is just there to take you down, just there to be negative. Like, fuck that, man. I want to smile every time I wake up. It's joyous that I woke up. My motherfuckers, I'm still trying to figure out why niggas is ganging, gang banging, like gang, gang, gang. No, nigga, stop that shit. Cut that out. Nigga, I got a rag because I accessorize. Bitch, it look good with the red pops. Nigga, I got some red Vans with, bitch, red is a good color. So is blue. I'm a blue fan. I love blue. But, nigga, life is life. Nigga, you gotta enjoy. Enjoy life and be happy. Don't worry about what other motherfuckers think. Don't worry about what other people say. Do you. You know, just don't be an asshole. You know, there's a lot of assholes out here. There's a lot of dicks. There's a lot of people that get their fame and shit. And then they come to the point of just like, oh, yeah, nah, fuck you. I need my shit fucking to the T. Now I need it beautiful. And if it doesn't go to the way, nah, fuck all that, man. Just be a decent person. Everybody's willing to work. Put in your expertise. Don't be no slacker. You know? Everybody give you 100%. You know? Artists is gonna give their 100%. Picking up this bass, goddammit. I'm gonna give it 100%. So. I don't know. This podcast, I'm gonna give it 100%. When I get to it, I'm gonna get more shit's gonna come out of this. Nigga, Bill Burn it right now. Just talking to dead air. Doesn't matter. It's still something to listen to. It's still something positive that'll get those dreamers out there thinking like, oh yeah, I definitely can make something with myself. Bitch, you can do it. You got it. Just keep going, man. To those dreamers, the people that ain't dreaming, and don't take this life. This ain't the life that you ready for. This is a despicable life to live. Like, it is difficult to want to be a Dave Chappelle, to want to be a Kevin Hart, nigga. This shit ain't easy. This shit don't just come overnight. Sure, YouTube says, yeah, all right, see how long you can keep that up. Nah. I'm an entertainer, and I'm going to always be an entertainer. And I just, you know, I appreciate everybody that enjoys what I can give them, enjoys what I do. Thank y'all for listening, whoever does listen. This is a different side, different perspective. You always get to see a different side of somebody. Normally just sitting down, being able to talk and seeing what they're about, seeing their feelings. And you get more of that on the podcast. So the more and more I can open up and the more and more I can feel comfortable, the easier it makes life situations. Because, nigga, it's hard out here. As y'all see it, I've been telling people, there's no need to sugarcoat or be scared to be honest. It gets difficult. Just keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop believing. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you can win. There's no doubt about it. You know, I guess I'm just fighting for dead air just to go ahead and make time. But it's like, nigga, what you fuck you gonna be telling these people for an hour? Why are you talking to yourself for an hour? Fuck you got to tell these people for an hour, my nigga. Why don't you just go back to your life and start thinking about other things? Nigga, go write some more of those fucking rhymes, my nigga. Like, why are you worried about what the world thinks about you? Who cares about the insights? I don't know. Maybe some people do. It's weird how I fight with myself often. It's crazy. That's those self-reflections, though, man. You got to answer those questions. Those are the questions that keep me sane, that keep me wanting to do this, that keep me going. I mean, I could listen to all these other motherfuckers out there. Yeah, but nigga, I'm putting myself out there. Like, yeah, have you done it? Have you been on the stage yet? Have you been in front of people yet? Have you got up and presented art to motherfuckers? Till you an artist, man. You can't really say shit to somebody that does. They've worked hard at this. I don't know. I guess there's a big thing about cancel culture and shit now. I guess that's what I'm looking at. But it's so fucking wild out here how you just take somebody's thoughts and perspective and just fucking diminish that person. I don't know. That's why I'm always going to be me. Just be honest. I don't give a fuck how you feel or how you think about the type of person that I am. You know, I'm not no R. Kelly or nothing like that. Nah, that's terrible. Like, what the fuck is going on with that situation? It's like, Jesus, I've been watching a lot of Surviving R. Kelly. It's like, goddamn. We've all seen that he was a terrible nigga, but man, he makes good music. Good goddamn music. Can't even read. How the fuck are you doing it? The devil in plain sight. All this shit that there's so much shit that I speak about. Like, all this is putting it into these words. That's where this comes from. Everything that I see, I just put it into these words. Man, just y'all see it too. Just open your fucking eyes. Be observant. Understand what's going on in this world. A lot of less dumb shit would happen. But you also got crazy motherfuckers out here. You gotta understand that. And I guess I'm gonna be speaking this for a very long time because this is where the writing comes from. This is how I see the world, though. And I'm just a small little speck. butt, trying to make a loud ass noise. Trying to roar, nigga. Trying to make it to where everybody knows who I am and where I come from. Maniacal menace, goddammit. It's very arrogant. But you have your arrogant moments. I can be arrogant if I feel. You know, do you? Be the best person you can be. This nigga don't look like One Punch. Wow. This real One Punch Man being the ref right now. Some small dudes. I'm enjoying life right now, you guys. Even though it's hard, it doesn't matter. I'm glad that I go ahead and I can present my art and still have an outlet. And, you know, I guess I'm gonna be preaching to the choir as I try to end this. But who cares? Oh, I got this. I got a Halloween poem. It's called Spooky. I guess I could end it with that. Since I'll be dropping Anomaly tomorrow and see how that goes. So whenever this comes out, it'll be like, wow, that did such and such, or all, that didn't do anything, or, you know. This is the before. This is going to be so weird. But this is Tell Me a Joke, man. The Guideline of Chasing a Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace. Y'all have a good night, Jokers.